Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. A radioactive capsule has gone missing while being transported from a mine north of Newman to Malaga in Perth's northeast. It's smaller than a 10-cent piece, but could emit the equivalent dosage from receiving 10 x-rays an hour. David Gill from the Department of Fire and Emergency Services says authorities are scouring a 1,400-kilometre stretch of land.
We're starting to comb roads and other areas in the search zone, specifically parts of the Great Northern Highway. We're confirming the exact route and stops made during the transportation using GPS and other means.
If we find it, we're being told not to touch it and instead call 13 33 37. Mia Davies admits there's not enough left in the tank to go on as state opposition and WA Nationals leader. She's announced she will step down at the next party room meeting and leave politics altogether at the next state election in 2025. Investigations are continuing following two violent brawls in Perth. Several people were arrested when police tried to intervene when about 150 people began fighting outside Perth train station around 10 o'clock last night, while two officers were injured when bricks and broken pavers were thrown at them while trying to disperse a large group involved in a brawl near MacIver train station about 3 hours later. For the third year in a row, Oliver and Isla have been declared the most popular baby names in WA. Noah and Amelia have come in second. In sports, Stefanos Tsitsipas is the first player through to the men's final at the Australian Open, the world number four defeating Karen Khachanov in four sets. Tsitsipas will face either Novak Djokovic or Tommy Paul in Sunday's decider. And Scorchers bowling duo Jai Richardson and Matt Kelly have been ruled out of tomorrow's qualifier with the Sixers at Optus Stadium. The club has confirmed Richardson is still battling a hamstring injury, while Kelly is still working his way back after suffering a concussion last weekend.